This is Jenny Barst, and it's January 2nd, 1989, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Margaret Hoffman in her kitchen of her home. Okay. What all do you remember about shopping?
Well, the stores weren't as big as they are today. They were crowded sometimes, but not every day like they are today. And things were, you know, a lot different then. They didn't have, like, oh, say, for instance, they didn't have cookies in packages so much like we have today. Cookies were usually in a big box, and the box was covered, and you didn't help yourself. A clerk went and got what you wanted and weighed them for you, and it isn't like the self-serve stores now. There was one large self-serve store we used to go to, but most of the time we went to a small neighborhood store. And years ago, this was, they had sugar in a big barrel, a covered barrel, and someone weighed it on you, and they weighed the amount you wanted, and many things like that. But you didn't help yourself at all these places.
What else do you remember about the stores and stuff they sold?
Well, there wasn't the variety. There wasn't the variety of things there are today, and most of them are in the bulk. Many of the things you had to have weighed. In the little neighborhood stores, a clerk waited on you, and there was only one big store that we went to that you could help yourself with stuff, but there wasn't near the packaging and things that there are now.
Okay. Do you remember caramel angels or marshmallow rabbits?
I don't remember any caramel angels, but there was marshmallow rabbits, and some of them were white, and they had just a sprinkling of sugar on them, and others were chocolate covered. They also had chocolate covered Santa Clauses at Christmas time, and lots of different candies, and especially at Christmas time they had hard Christmas candy. And they had some candy we used to call ribbon candy. It was about 2 inches wide and quite thin. And it was striped but in pastel colors. I guess that's why we called it ribbon candy. I don't know. And most of the other candy you bought at a counter in covered divided sections. And the clerk would weigh it for you and then bag it up, just whatever amount you wanted. There were candy bars wrapped up by themselves, but not all the packaging of the, you know, small packages of candy like there are now.
How much did some of it cost? Like?
Oh, I can't remember much what it cost, but it wasn't nothing like the price we had today, I know. And there was not the snacks like there is now. But the most snacks would be that have been potato chips and pretzels, and we didn't have all these different corn chips and everything like that. And there was just a few different cereals too. They didn't have the many selections of cereal that they have now. I can always remember Corn Flakes though, and Rice Krispies.
Was there a lot of candy in the stores?
Yeah, there was a lot of candy. There was a lot of penny candy too, but there wasn't they're not like they are now. You know, you can buy a small package of, oh, say for instance, chocolate-covered peanuts, and if you wanted to buy something in that order, it would have to be weighed and then put into a bag. They didn't have them all in packages.
Was there a very big selection of items like there is today?
No, there wasn't that many different items at all. Just very few.
Okay. Did you, when you went to the stores, did you buy your clothes there, or did you buy the fabric to make your own?
I bought all my clothes because I wasn't a very good seamstress. My mother, however, was very good. She used to make us clothes, and then I had one sister that was especially good. She made different, you know, all kinds of clothes and even underwear, and she even made coats. My mother made me a coat one time, I remember. I was quite proud of it because she made it.
She used to buy all the fabric to make all your clothes?
Not all of them, but quite often she bought the fabric, just the regular cotton. There wasn't the different kind. They didn't have so many different kind of clothes and things like that either. And girls and young women never, never wore slacks. That was unheard of.
Did you buy the fabric like in big sheets off a long roll?
Yeah, they were on a long roll, and you. Some people had a pattern, and then you'd have to buy it by the yard, and depending how wide the material was, too. Some of the material was 36 inches wide, and some was 45. And a lot of people could sew without a pattern, but they'd have to know about how much yardage you would need for that, and then they would go and buy the material, and sometimes thread to match it, too, and make dresses and blouses and stuff.
What do you remember about the atmosphere in the stores?
Well, the atmosphere mostly was more friendly and courteous. I don't know why, maybe because there wasn't quite as many people, but the clerks were very courteous and helped, and people were more happy or something. They weren't so uptight as they are now, and they were friendly, and they'd say hello and smile to you, they smile at you whether they knew you or not, and not in such a big rush about everything.
Like when you went in there, would you tell them what you wanted and then they'd just go get it for you?
In the smaller stores, a small neighborhood store, yes, they would usually get what you wanted, or sometimes if it was right handy right there, you'd get it yourself. And I only went to one large store in Saginaw. It was about 7 miles from where we lived, and that was called the A&P, and they had shopping carts, and you could go take the things you wanted off the shelf, just about like they do today, but that's the only store like that I ever went to. And help was very helpful, too. If there was something you couldn't find, they were right on hand to go get it for you. They didn't, you didn't have to wait around or ring a bell or something like you do now.
Like the people who worked in the stores, like the small neighborhood stores, did they know everyone who comes
to
the stores?
Yeah, they knew all of us, and you'd go in there and get what you wanted and visit for a little while and stuff, you know. But of course, the small neighborhood stores didn't have the selection that the larger one had.
Was there a certain aroma that you remember, like coffee or molasses or something?
I remember, not in the small stores, there was nothing like that, but when we go to that one larger store, you could smell the coffee, and it smelled so good when you walked in because it was there in the coffee bean, not all of it, but some of it. Some was packaged, and you could have it ground up just like you, whatever you wanted to, for a dripulator or a percolator, and it really smelled nice while they were grinding it in there.
Were the stores cluttered or spaced out neatly?
Most of them were spaced out neatly, and in aisles, the small neighborhood store, there wasn't much to space out, it was all around the walls. But in this one big store I went to, they had different aisles like that, and it was spaced out very nice, and the price was on everything. You could tell the price. It wasn't like when they use these scanners now. And I think it was much easier that way, and lots less complicated. When I used to go to the store, during the Second World War, you would get a ration book, ration, they call them both, and you got one about once a month, and in this, you had to have stamps for meat. The red stamps were for meat. You could purchase meat with the red stamps and the money, of course, and the blue stamps were for vegetables, and then there was also in there a shoe stamp, I don't think we had a shoe stamp every month, maybe every 3 months, and there were sugar stamps, coffee stamps. I think we got a coffee stamp maybe once every 2 weeks, I'm not sure of that, but when your stamps were gone, you were through shopping, that's all there was. And some, there was a lot of things that was hard to get. Coffee, we only got one stamp about every 2 weeks, and we used to sometimes mix it with something they called chicory. and it would last longer, it would make a larger amount, and we didn't have too many red stamps, but when they were gone and you couldn't buy any more meat or anything like that, and it, with the shoe stamps, you could get some less expensive shoes, but they weren't very good, and they were mostly sandals, like with straps across or something. You couldn't buy a good shoe without your stamp. And I remember my second daughter was born during that time, and I had to go down to the board and get her a ration book when they first, before they would issue her any. I had to take a birth certificate and stuff down. And for a small baby like that, they would give me the book, but they tore out the coffee stamp, and I do believe the meat stamp, I'm not sure, but I know they took out the coffee stamp, and the shoe stamp was removed right there before they gave you the book. And then also during the war, they needed them, the aluminum cans, and if we had cans of vegetables, after we were through with the can, we rinsed it out and crushed it, and you could take that to a meat market, and they would give you a certain amount for so much a pound or something like that. Sometimes we hated to bother like that, but they said they needed them for the war effort, so we would do that, and they'd give us a certain amount for a pound of crushed aluminum cans, or if you wanted to, you could take some lard instead, and that wasn't Crisco, that was lard, the animal fat. People used to use that then.
What was the chicory that you mixed with the coffee? What was that like?
I don't know what it was like. It was you used to buy it in a little package, and it was just a little ground up something or other, kind of coarse, and you wouldn't put too much in there because it would spoil the taste of the coffee. You wouldn't taste the coffee. But I can't remember just how, we just used to put a little bit in that to make the coffee last longer.
Did you used to buy your coffee in them little green beans, I think they were?
No, we usually bought it in a, had the coffee ground at the A&P, and we, I never drank coffee, I didn't like it at that time, but I like to stand and smell it. It smells so good when it's being ground.
Oh. Was it hard to get by on the certain amount of food and gas that you had the stamps for?
No, we had enough food, but like I said, the meat stamps would run out faster, it seems like, than the vegetables. And then I canned a lot of my own vegetables. And we had enough gas because we were farmers, and they would issue gas stamps according to how much land you worked and how many tractors you had or stuff like that. So we always had enough gas stamps. And then people that went to work, you know, in town, had a longer ways to drive. They used to get more stamps. And a lot of people used to try to want to buy some stamps from us, but we would never sell them because, well, that wasn't right to do because they got enough. And if they were careful, they could get along just like anyone else. And besides that, we needed it for our farming and stuff. But you'd be surprised the amount of people that wanted to either have you give them gas stamps or even offer to buy them, but we wouldn't do that. It was also hard to get tires for a car. You could get tractor tires, but you couldn't get any tires for a car unless it was really desperately needed.
Why couldn't you get them like that?
That was because of the war effort. The rubber was used for the things in the war. And I remember one time we had a car, we put a small tractor tire on it and used that. And there was a lot of things you couldn't get during the war. I don't know why this is, but you couldn't buy bath towels, hardly. You had a terrible time getting bath towels. Cigarettes was hard to come by. They weren't rationed, but they were sold on the black market, I do believe, and a lot of times the trucks were hijacked and all that stuff was stolen. And then the people would sell it on the black market and you couldn't get any. We had a very good friend that owned a grocery store. And the first time I went in there, I remember it was a small store, small grocery store, and she got everything I wanted for me. And she was figuring it up, and she said, "Oh, here's that bag of stuff under the counter here that she said you asked me for before," or something on that order. I didn't even know what it was. But I took it, and she figured it in with my bill. And I got outside and looked, and I had two little girls at the time, and I found two candy bars for the girls, and a package of cigarettes for my husband, and a package of gum, and a bar of soap. And I was very glad to get that. Soap was hard to get. You had to know what store, what day the store was getting soap, and they would try to save some for every customer, but sometimes they'd run out, or sometimes perhaps, you know, they'd give soap to one of their friends, or sell it, I mean, and soap was awful hard to get, either bath soap or wash soap.
What do you remember about Christmas in the stores?
Oh, Christmas was beautiful. I love Christmas. And it was nice shopping, and the people were more friendly and happy, and everybody met said Merry Christmas, whether they had ever saw it before. And we used to go downtown shopping sometime. Our downtown was down on the east side of Saginaw. We used to live in Saginaw. And it was just beautiful at Christmas. We went in the women and us used to go in the afternoon mostly, but once in a while we'd go at night. And then a lot of times the husbands would go at night. And everybody seemed so happy, and they weren't, I don't know, in such a rush and everything. And the people in the stores were really nice. The things didn't cost near as much that it would be, well, maybe something in comparison with now according to the money you had and the wages and that, but I still think it was cheaper then, and it was much less complicated life. At least that's how I remember it.
Was there more candy and gift items in the stores?
No, I don't think there was as many different things even. And the candies was all at a counter in this divided covered thing, like I told you, at the counter, and the salesperson would weigh it out, whatever he wanted. And usually the candy counter was sort of like an oblong shape, and it was somewhere on each side, you know, and you'd walk around and walk around there and tell her what you wanted. And I don't know, it just seemed nicer now. The people weren't pushing at you and giving you dirty looks and stuff. They were much more friendly and happy.
Yeah. Did more people shop during Christmas?
Well, the stores weren't, they were crowded real close to Christmas, but they wasn't as bad as they are now, I think, because there wasn't that many people then anyway. And you still had to, when you went to the store, or the places where you bought your candy in the smaller, we used to call them sometimes dollar stores or something like that. They had lots of items. It was more than that, a dollar. But you had to get a shopping bag, and a clerk waited on you, and you put your stuff in a shopping bag, you know, and there was no shopping carts like there are now. Maybe that's why they're not, they weren't so crowded and people wasn't running into them.
What do you remember about paying for the items you bought?
Well, once in a great while at a small neighborhood store, when they knew you and you didn't have, you know, money at the time, you just maybe want to get some bread or some milk or something like that, we'd just get it and she'd write it down and we'd pay her the next time we come in, which would probably be the next day or the day after. And then other stores, you usually paid cash. People didn't have pay with checks so much as they do now. I guess maybe there wasn't so many shoppers. There's something we're afraid to pay some money.
Did you ever trade for the stuff?
No. The only thing I ever traded like was with the aluminum cans that the government, you know, really wanted you to save up for them and that, because they said it would all help the war effort. So we were all quite patriotic and did these things.
Did you yourself have an account which paid on a little at a time each time you come in? Or?
No, only just like I said, with a small grocery store, if you didn't happen to have money and just run in and get a couple items, and then you'd go back the next day or the day after for something else probably and pay it then.
Did you ever work for the things you got, like for a day in the store?
No, uh-uh.
Did you know anyone ever did that before?
No, I don't. I can't recall anybody that did that.
What do you remember about how much of an item you would buy at one time?
Well, we didn't buy as many things as we do now. We'd go to that big A&P store. We thought it was big, and it can't compare to the stores now. It was still smaller than that. And we'd buy a few things, but we didn't need as much then. And when you wanted to buy margarine, it was white. You know, it was never colored. It came white. And it was 10 cents a pound, or sometimes three for a quarter. And Hamburg, the good Hamburg, was about 10 cents a pound, and maybe 3 pounds for a quarter. The bread, I think, when I first started doing my own shopping, I think the bread was 5 cents, and milk was probably about 10 cents a quart or something like that. You wouldn't believe it. So, and it was, and then, like, when they had the red stamps during the war, if you wanted to buy hamburg, many people would say, well, buy a pound of hamburg and mix it with all the pork sausage in with it. And that man at the meat counter, they weren't packaged, of course, you'd have to ask for it. He'd say, oh, please, just take 2 pounds of hamburg and a pound of pork or something. Don't give me these half pounds and stuff, because it was hard with the red stamps sometimes to figure that out.
Were the stamps like that confusing to get them?
They were a little bit at first, but then you got used to it. It took so many red stamps for a certain amount of meat, and so many of the blue. I think the vegetables were blue stamp. But it was kind of easy to get used to them after a while. It seemed funny though to have to. Before that, when we went to the store, we just had to have our money, but now you had to have your stamps or you didn't get anything. Sugar was quite hard to get, and some families would like to use more than that, seeing they couldn't have it. I suppose maybe somebody traded stamps and stuff, and there were a lot of people that sold their stamps, I know, and that wasn't, they didn't approve of that. So, and then there was a lot of stuff. Flour was hard to get, and soap, and like cigarettes, and usually if you could buy cigarettes, you could buy one pack at a time. Thank goodness I didn't smoke. if someone knew you real well, they would save a pack for you. Or once in a while, if you had a good friend and they didn't smoke, they would buy a pack of cigarettes, you know, and sell it to you. I remember once my father-in-law went in the store and he wanted a pack of cigarettes, and the guy said he didn't think he had any left. They kept them things under the counter, you know. And cigarettes were, some cheaper ones were 10 cents a pack then, and I think the good ones were, 15 cents or something. And he just laid a dollar on the counter, and he said, well, all I want is one pack. So the clerk gave him a pack of cigarettes, and my father-in-law took it and walked out and left the dollar there, and the cigarettes would have been at a cost to him of 10 cents, and much cheaper probably for that store. And he says every time after that, when he went in, he asked for a pack of cigarettes, he'd get one.
Oh, yes. Did your flour and sugar come in big 100-pound sacks, or did you just buy it a little at a time?
Well, they came in 100-pound sacks, or you could buy a 25-pound sack. I used to buy the 25-pound, because I always made my own bread and did all my own baking and stuff. But that was before all this packaged mix and everything. You know, made everything from scratch. And, one time I remember I was so hungry for an egg, and we went to this A&P where the things were cheaper, you know. And eggs were 50 cents a dozen, and I wouldn't buy it. No way would I spend 50 cents for a dozen eggs. And then the next time we went back, I did buy a dozen eggs, and I was half ashamed of myself to pay that amount. Uh-huh. Imagine now.
Oh, my gosh. Huh. Do you remember anything else about what some of the stuff cost?
No, I know things were awfully cheap, but I can't remember anything right now, except, as I said, the oleo, you bought that, it was white, and there was a little thing in it, like about the size of a kidney bean, and that was the coloring. And we used to take a fork and pick it with that and mix it all up good, and then the oil would be colored because they couldn't sell it already colored. And then after a while they got so it would come in a plastic bag with some powdery coloring in it or something, and you just, the plastic bag was quite heavy and strong, and you would just squeeze it real hard, you know, keep squeezing it and squeezing it till you found all the oil was covered, all colored.
What do you remember about the days when you would go shopping? You would go every day or once a week?
No, well, we went to the, as we call it, the big store, about once every 2 weeks, maybe sometimes once a week. And we enjoyed it. We always had a good time. And that's all I know, is that it wasn't so cluttered or people weren't so, I don't know, crabby or cross or something. And everybody's in so much of a hurry. Now, things were so different then. And we used to take the little kids with us to the store. Sometime I used to go, my sister and me used to go, and then once in a while my husband would go with me, and then we, you know, just take the kids. And it wasn't like it is shopping today, though. You could see the price on the stuff and know what it was, know what you were buying in there. And not near as many items or different choices as there are now.
Did you go with your family most of the time, or would you go with friends? Or?
Yeah, no, mostly I went in the daytime with my sister, or maybe more than one sister. And then once in a while, my husband would go with me. And then sometimes we'd run into the store, each one of us running alone. Sometimes I'd watch her kids, or she'd watch mine, and we'd go to the store alone. But as a rule, we went with somebody.
You didn't go on any certain days then? You
just no.
Whenever you needed something?
Yeah. Well, we went to neighborhood store. It was only about a mile and a half away. We'd just run there quick once in a while. But usually when we went into the bigger store in town, we usually went on a Saturday. And it was a Saturday shopping probably wouldn't be any different than a weekday shopping here, you know, nowadays, because it wasn't that many people, so crowded.
How far away was the big store from you?
Well, the big store was about 7 miles away. Mm-hmm. And the little one was real close by.
How did you get there?
We drove, if we went, of course, if you went yourself, you took your own car, but if different sisters went, sometimes we'd take turns driving, or whoever wanted to go to the store, go, and then somebody'd go with them. There was no telephones or nothing, and we'd start into the store and stop along the way and see if somebody wanted to go with us.
Did you enjoy shopping, or was it a task that you had to do?
Well, I enjoy it more in some ways than I do now, because like I said, the people were so different. But it wasn't too much of a task. Once in a while I get tired of shopping like everything else.
Yeah.
But it wasn't such a hassle or such, I don't know, as it is today. We had to go to the store, and we went and got our stuff and come home. This way, it seems like so many people hate to shop.
When you would go into the store and you would have the people get it for you, you know, out of the big containers, how much you wanted, would they put it in a bag then for you?
Mm-hmm.
In a box?
Yeah, it would go in a bag, and like in the small little store, you know, the clerk or whoever it was, usually it was a family-owned store, they'd know what was in the bag because they put it there and how much it was. It wasn't like now, like you go to a big store now and you get something in the bulk or some food or something, you know, and they weigh it and put a sticker on it or whatever they do. So they didn't have to do that then, like they do now.
Do you remember any specific times when you went shopping, like when something happened or something?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything right offhand. I know it was more fun, you know. Mm-hmm. The kids were little and they thought, you know, going way into town, they went 7 miles to the store.
When you were younger, did you used to go, like, with your friends, or would you always go with your parents?
To a store?
Yeah.
Well, when I was really young, just a, just probably in elementary school, we lived real close to a store, and once in a while, my mother would go to the store. Usually us kids would have to run and just buy some of the items she wanted. And once in a while, if she'd go to the store, I'd go with her, and I really thought that was something to go with my mother, you know, because it was a neighborhood store, and we knew the people, and a lot of times she'd just give us the money and say, run and get a loaf of bread or a quart of milk or something like that. But when she was going, something she might want to pick out or something, that was a real deal to go to the store with my mother. If we were only gone 20 minutes or half an hour, I liked it.
Remember anything else about it or not?
Well, not right now that I can remember too much about. The girl, the closest neighborhood store we lived with, they had a girl about my age and we were just best friends, and once in a while she'd bring out a candy bar or a piece of food or something, and I don't know about her, but I thought it was a big deal.
Was there anything different about the shoe stores and dress stores?
Well, in most shoe stores, there wasn't. You couldn't just walk in and pick up a pair of shoes off of a rack or a shelf or something. You would go and sit down and wait till the clerk got through with the other customer, and then he would, it was usually a man, he would come to you and he'd ask you what size shoe you want, what type you were interested in, and he would go and get the shoes. You couldn't get them yourself. And then you'd try them on that way. And he'd bring you several pair of the style or size you chose, and the heel, the height of the heel and stuff like that.
What about the dress stores?
Well, that was the same. There was a few dresses out that you could look at. They were in little compartments, like in different sizes, and then there was always a sales girl there. You didn't have to do everything yourself, and she would ask what size you were interested in, and what color, what style dress and that. And I remember I was with my sister one day and we were trying on different dresses, and she got this one dress the sales lady had brought her, and she tried it on, and we were both real thin and she was awfully thin, and that dress looked so nice on her, and it was a nice color for her, and we discussed it and everything, and I thought she should buy it too because it fit her so well. And the clerk kind of laughed a little bit. She said, yes, it does. It looks real nice on you. It fits nice. But she says, I have to tell you, the shoe have the dress on backwards. And we laughed about that, but she still bought the dress. I said, well, buy it and wear it backwards. You can't tell the difference.
Okay, is there anything else you can remember about the stores or anything like that?
Oh, no, not right at this time. I can't, but that interview brought back a lot of memories. I know that.
Okay, thanks a lot, then, for that.
Okay, and I enjoyed it too, and it really brought a lot of memories back.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Were the dances very expensive?
No, that I don't remember. I wouldn't be able to tell you because at that time, price-wise, if you compared it with today, it wouldn't be expensive.
Well, comparing it with the times.
I can't tell you because I don't know.
No, that's right.
No. Of course they had their decorations, you know, and things, but the meal was probably put on by the faculty members or the, or maybe, probably, see, there was a restaurant in town, maybe they, you got me. I don't know. Well, I guess it didn't have anything to do with that, so it wasn't my worry.
That was fun. Who usually paid for dates?
Usually, the fellow. I had never paid for a date.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, here goes another thing. St. John's on, I think it was Tuesday nights, you could get in the show for 10 cents. And like I said, during the summer months, they had free shows every Saturday night. They had benches that you'd sit on, lots of being we'd go and sit in front, you know, and sit down on the grass. But, so a lot of it, see, that was free entertainment, really. And your show, I don't know what it cost, maybe a quarter during the week, but 10 cents would get you into a show on Tuesday nights at the theater in St. John's. So I've been there. I was thinking about Owosso. Been to the show, but John would remember because he was the one that paid for it. But I don't think I ever paid for it. Wasn't at that time. Of course, now everything is so expensive, so yes. You've got to almost help one another if you can.
Did many couples go Dutch Treat?
Maybe on say your boyfriend's birthday, or you took him out to, you know, give him a treat, or you know, this way, just for a special occasion. I don't think I never Dutch treated. I didn't have the money to be able to. Oh, hit the.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Lips get dry.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Oh. So you got anything else that you know?
Oh, I just remembered something now. Oh, getting back to flirting.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same as flirting.
I think anyone does. If I could think back, I probably, like I said, if it's kind of fun to have somebody notice you and you're going to kind of flirt back, especially if you like to follow yourself. It's only natural.
Yeah. Were there any certain big flirts around school?
Big flirts. Who can I think of? Right now, nobody comes to mind. Because I guess our school was, see, there's only time you figure high school, probably 100 or a little over 100 kids. I can't think of anyone right now. It might come to mind, but not particularly.
What were different ways of flirting?
Just catching someone's eye, I guess. maybe I wasn't in the practice of flirting. Or maybe I'd done things that, you know, I guess. Any particular way? I don't know if you would call it flirting or not, but I had, in fact, I guess since I was a girl, I thought a lot of this one fellow. He didn't particular, you know, I guess I thought more of him than he would of me. Yeah. So, like I said, walking back and forth to school, he lived in town. I would always make sure I would walk by the house, you know. Then one time, oh yes, I remember I bought some few pieces of candy. He was out mowing the grass, so I take and throw a couple pieces of candy to him in the grass. So I guess that is a kind of a, we're all guilty of it.
Yes.
That's what I say. Sometimes things have to come to mind. If I knew what the questions were, I probably thought about it.
That we're not supposed to be doing. checking the tape, make sure we don't miss anything that you're saying. It's getting down to the very end.
Yeah.
It's a 90-minute tape. All you have to do is flip it over, but...
Well, you get some of your high points. I know there's a lot of them. I said... Look for your high points, and I'll see. I'm a little slow at thinking, I guess.
What kind of flirting would not be accepted?
What kind of what?
Flirting would not be accepted.
Would not be accepted. Give me an example and I'll show you.
Like patting someone on the behind.
Or maybe somebody brushed by you and they would hit you on your breast or something like this, or on behind.
Where was that?
But that was not considered very nice,
yes.
I think we were very careful. I don't think you saw that much. I know I remarked, I said, well, gee, we never done those things when we were young. Mm. You know, you see a boy or girl walking down the street, maybe he's got his hand in your... So you got jeans on in the pocket,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Resting his hand on your... that way, and... Or I don't think kids should make out in front of people. Mm-hmm. You see that a lot now,
yes.
And we... We were very careful, I would say, not to do that in front of... I don't think it was...
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if any kids... maybe at a dance you would see a little bit of... but it never was accepted like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Or seems to be accepted, because I know we have made remarks about that, especially junior high.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you know, that is not very acceptable to me, because you're not ready. It can, like I say, sometimes these things, to go all the way, it can happen so fast. It's over, and before you ever realize that it's happened, because we're human, and so that's why I say it's a girl has a big responsibility in it, because she, as I have said, she's the one that has to say no, and tell them you're not ready for it. Of course, that's emotions, you know, between two people. It's hard to... It's only natural.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl has to be strong. It's not easy sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Flip the tape over now, because... Yeah, I'm just going to...